Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Welcome to the AI Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Jaden Schaefer. Every day on the podcast, we break down what's happening in AI news. And today on the podcast, we're diving into how the Department of Defense is planning on using AI. They're planning on building out a really impressive AI fleet. This is something that was recently reported on by the Wall Street Journal. So today on the podcast, we're going to be diving into the implications of that in geopolitics, what the AI technology is behind this, and where we kind of see this whole thing going in the future. So without further ado, let's dive into it. The first thing I want to say here is that the United States, right, the DOD, Department of Defense, they're actively evaluating the potential expansion of their drone and fleet autonomous system. So they're doing this with an eye towards incorporating AI technologies within the next 2 years. So this initiative originally is kind of designed to keep pace with the evolving global threats. And particularly when we're talking about this, we're looking at China. This is the big one that is frequently brought up. So Kathleen Hicks is the Deputy Secretary of Defense, and she was recently cited by the Wall Street Journal as stating that the Pentagon aims to develop AI-powered systems that are, quote, intended to be small, smart, and cheap. So Hicks is expected to disclose plans for enhancing the capabilities of the United States' existing network of drones and sensors deployed for international military surveillance. But among the options being considered are solar-powered autonomous systems described as distributed pods of self-propelled systems that could offer near real-time data. So further considerations include the potential development of autonomous networks on the ground and in outer space. So kind of focusing on logistical support and then also defense mechanisms. This is a really big area that they're currently looking at. So at this stage, it's not entirely clear what specific types of AI are going to be integrated into these drones and other surveillance assets. But regardless, Hicks remains really positive, or I mean, optimistic this is going to be successful. And Hicks's remarks provide further insights into the Department of Defense's ambitious kind of replicator programs, which Political recently reported will cost, quote, hundreds of millions of dollars. So obviously incredibly expensive, but the idea is that these are going to serve as kind of the blueprint for future rapid advancements in military technology. So I also do think it's worth noting that the US military already has like a really extensive array of autonomous systems for land, air, and sea surveillance. So this is nothing like incredibly new in that regard. And I do think it's also worth saying that it's been committed to developing AI-driven weaponry for years. This is nothing new just because all of a sudden everyone's talking about AI. This is something that has been, you know, their plan for a long time. And so the Defense Advancement Research Project Agency, which is DARPA, you hear DARPA quoted a lot, right? This is an agency under the department, under the Defense Department, and it has been very instrumental in pioneering technologies that have had really far-reaching applications beyond just the military, but that include, you know, like GPS and autonomous vehicles. Like they've really helped to develop a lot of different areas. And here's the one thing that I will say. I think at this point, you know, there's a lot of people that are kind of weeding out, they're discussing and they're talking about, you know, what are like the ethical implications of having AI used for military purposes? Where is that gonna go? And, a lot of this is, you know, talking about like at some point, if we have like humanoid robots that have AI in them, are those able to be, you know, futuristic soldiers and go and kill? And some people will be like, yeah, it's great because we don't have to send real soldiers to die. And other people are like, yeah, but like who's making the decision about that robot pulling the trigger and, you know, possibly ending a human life or, you know, injuring someone. There's so many ethical considerations here. So I think it's really a big discussion that we're going to be having. But regardless of the ethical considerations and regardless of the conversation, in my opinion, this is probably something that is on the horizon. And we need to look at, you know, what that looks like, have those discussions. It's really tricky, too, because there's, of course, the entire side of like, well, if the United States doesn't do it, then is Russia or China not going to do it? You know, our foreign adversaries, as it were, right? Would they stop just because something seems ethically questionable? You know, so there's all sorts of really tricky situations. And if we don't do something, are we going to be kind of at a disadvantage because of it? In any case, very interesting. But right now, you know, we're really focusing on kind of these autonomous surveillance systems. And that seems to be more of the focus at the moment, right? Surveillance is a lot less ethically questionable, going and gathering intel and bring it back to your troops, your headquarters to know what's going on in the space is a lot less questionable than at the actual machines that are going to be, you know, shooting and all that kind of stuff that are done AI. And so there's, of course, there's all sorts of things. There's like unmanned spacecraft is one thing, but an unmanned spacecraft that you program to hit a target and it goes and hits that target and maybe it misses or it hits someone else in the meantime and there's some sort of civilian casualty, but it was an AI that did it. Like, who's responsible? All sorts of questions that we will be inevitably working on. But all in all, a very, very interesting topic that we'll continue to follow, which is, of course, AI in the Department of Defense, AI in the military. So thank you so much for tuning into the AI Chat podcast. If you liked this episode, I would love to hear your thoughts over on our Facebook group. And make sure to leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcast. It helps people find it. It really helps me get great guests on here. So I really do appreciate that. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.